Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. And our topic today is effective witnessing. Now, by effective witnessing, we don't mean that we're in control of the outcome of our witness, but rather that we're faithful in our witnessing. And in building on some of the things we've talked about in previous segments of Witness Wednesday, our starting point in effective witnessing is understanding properly how we carry out the Great Commission in our lives. And there, context is the key. See, because we're called to be not of the world, but in the world. And so in Jesus' high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, he said, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." Then he says something very important for us. "I do not ask that you take them out of the world." He wants us to be in the world. He's given us his word to share that word with the world, but to share that word in the context in which he's placed each and every one of us. And each of us live in multiple contexts in the realms of our vocations. And so effective witnessing considers and adapts to those specific contexts into which God has placed us as his witnesses. There are some very specific principles that if we follow these in our witness, whatever the context may be, we'll find that we can be effective witnesses and that we can adapt our witness to the context so that we can be faithful and effective in sharing God's word with people. And I like to use acronyms because they help me remember things. The acronym I'd like to share with you today for effective witnessing is LASSIE, L-A-S-S-I-E. Now, you may remember Lassie as that famous dog from radio and television and the movies who was always the go-between, between those who are in grave danger and those who could rescue them. In a way, that's our role as effective witnesses. We're the go-between, between those who are perishing and the God who desires to save them, the God who can rescue them. And our role is to bring that good news of rescue to those who are perishing, the Word of God that creates and sustains life. So LASSIE is a good acronym, and if you go through the pieces of it, and those six letters each stand for a step in effective witnessing. And the first one is listen. Many evangelism programs don't start with listen. Those approaches instead start with us speaking. And so as a result, we have many people who look at evangelism or witnessing as going door to door and pounding on the door and having a set of really insightful questions or statements to make, and that's witnessing. Perhaps there's a place for that in your life. Your context would certainly indicate whether that's true or not. But the more effective witnessing in most contexts is to first listen. By listening, we show that we're interested in someone as a person. Now, it's important to understand that listening isn't necessarily agreement. You're showing interest, but you're not necessarily agreeing. But listening will help form a relationship or strengthen an existing relationship. It provides us insights into that person's worldview, how they see things, and then reveals to us as well what their hopes and concerns and fears and issues in their lives may be. Listening is the starting point of effective witnessing. After we've listened, we should ask. So we have listen and ask. Ask questions. Ask genuine questions. Real questions. Open-ended questions will encourage people to continue sharing. Don't simply rephrase statements as questions, but ask questions that show that you do really care about this person and want to understand where they're coming from. Ask for clarification. So if they're using words or phrases that you don't know, ask them to explain. Or if they're using words and phrases that you do know, but you don't think that they really mean the same thing by them, ask them what they mean by them. Don't assume anything. Ask questions. It may seem silly at times to ask questions, and some things may just be obvious, and you want to quick move on to telling them about Jesus. But think of the power of asking questions. Even Jesus used this. In Mark chapter 10, there was a blind beggar named Bartimaeus who was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that Jesus was near, he started shouting out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He asked him a question. And we'd all say, "Come on, Jesus, that's obvious what he needs. It's obvious what he wants." But Jesus asked him the question to let him say, "This is what I want from you, Jesus. This is what's on my heart. This is my grave concern and my great need." So ask questions to be an effective witness. Well, the first S in LASSIE is for seek. When we are effective witnesses, we're attentive. We're alert. And we seek, first of all, the Holy Spirit, because we know that the Holy Spirit is the active agent in our witnessing. We fully rely on Him. So we're seeking the Spirit. We're seeking the Spirit who's promised to be present with us. We're seeking His guidance, His strength, His insight, His wisdom. We're seeking from the Holy Spirit even the words to say. As we listen and ask and seek, we're looking for those words to say to be effective witnesses. We're also seeking a point of contact, listening and asking and seeking this real need that this person has, or maybe just some felt need that we can connect with and build on. And then we're also looking and seeking for an opportunity to speak. St. Paul practiced this as an evangelist, as a witness of Jesus. He was in the Areopagus in Athens, and he was standing there before these people, and he had found a point of contact because he was seeking out, how do I connect with these people? So standing there, he said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship is unknown. This I proclaim to you." Listen, ask, seek, and now share. Share is that second S in Lassie. But we need to think about what it is we're going to share, because we want to share what has the power to change people's hearts. As effective witnesses, there's one thing that we know that we can share that's going to change people's hearts. We're going to share God's word. Jesus gave us his word. That's what he said in his high priestly prayer. "I've given them your word, but I've left them in the world to share his word." We could share a lot of other things, and we may share some things, but if we're not sharing God's word, we're not effective witnesses, because it's the word of God that brings faith and life to people. We want to, as effective witnesses of Jesus, speak the word. Now, speaking the word doesn't mean argue the word. We're not trying to win a debate. We're trying to share God's word. Remember, it's a means of grace. We speak the word. We speak the word as truth, whether somebody believes it's true or not. We speak the word with the conviction that the Holy Spirit uses it to change people's hearts and minds. Let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit. Simply share the word of God. Listen, ask, seek, share, and invite. The I stands for invite. As an effective witness, we want to extend an invitation that keeps the conversation going. The goal of this invitation is to continue the exposure of this person to God's word. Now, that exposure to God's word may come through you, but it may also come through others. That context of our vocations are really the key here. If you have an ongoing relationship with somebody, that invitation may include you. But if it's somebody you've encountered in the context of your life that you may not ever really spend much time with again, then you want to think about an invitation that would include others. As you are going will drive what kind of invitation you extend. You should know ahead of time what kind of options are available. Is there a Bible study in your congregation that you can invite this person to and attend with them? Is there a pastor's class coming up that perhaps you can encourage them to attend? Are there books or other printed resources or online resources that you might be able to point this person to so that they could further explore what you've been sharing with them? You know what options are available and then be ready to make use of them as you invite them to keep this conversation going in some way. Listen, ask, seek, share, invite, and now encourage. The last letter in Lassie E is for encourage. By encourage, I mean follow up and follow through. We don't want to drop the ball here. An effective witness has follow through. After that invitation is extended, how are you going to encourage this person to make use of that invitation? Of course, one great way is to invite someone and go with them. Invite someone to Bible study and go with them. Invite someone to continue the conversation individually, or bring in some Christian friends you know that they would connect with well. Follow up. Make sure that your invitation is specific and that you have a way of following it up. Another way of following up is to pray for the person. Even pray with the person if they're open to doing that in the context of your witness. Follow up and follow through. Use all the resources that are available to you as you are going. So listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage. Lassie, this is a framework for effective evangelism. It's a way to help walk through the steps of bringing the Word of God to people in the context of your everyday life as you're going about to be an effective witness of Jesus Christ. To him be all of the glory. Amen.